You are. Monday, November 20th, Jocosa Project is going to release version 0.2, which promises some feature enhancements and bug fixes over the current release. Now, right now, I've been playing around with the 0.1-3 release of Jocosa, which is the current version available from the Arch repositories, because I use Arch Linux, of course. Now, if you're looking to get Jocosa, or maybe even install it yourself, consult the website there for the dependencies. But, you know, what you're going to need to have is Python and some Python modules and the GStreamer libraries. And some of this might not come by default with your distribution. And you're also going to need Dbus and HAL daemons installed. Now, in addition to making sure you have those packages installed, you want to make sure the Dbus and HAL daemons are also running. If you're using a distribution like Ubuntu, I believe all that's in there by pretty much default, and the packages for Python and GStreamer are easy to grab out of Synaptic and will probably be pulled down if you try and install Jocosa out of Ubuntu. So, you know, also whatever other distribution you're looking for, check to see if the Jocosa package is available in your distro's repository before you try compiling yourself, because it may be a little bit difficult to compile and make sure you have all the dependencies. That aside, I noticed that when I installed it through the Arch repository, it pulled down a couple extra dependencies, but not everything I actually needed. In addition to Python and GStreamer with the libraries, you also need Cairo, Nolan, and a handful of Python modules that integrate with Cairo, Nolan, Dbus, and HAL and everything. Once I grabbed the Jocosa package from the Arch repositories, I noticed that I had to make sure that Dbus and HAL daemons were running, which is something I missed in my rc.com file, if you're familiar with Arch. But you had to make sure those daemons are running. But after that, running Jocosa was as simple as firing up the application. Now, I found out, my dependency issues, not so much by reading the documentation, but just by playing around with it and noticing error messages as it started up, which is, a good start to debugging any application that won't run, is take a look at those error messages. Now, when I fired it up in the terminal, I noticed that I saw Python errors complaining about the Dbus modules that weren't installed, so I did a quick search in the Arch repository, and sure enough, there was the Python-Dbus modules that, for some reason, weren't installed by the dependency, and I didn't already have them installed. So I pulled those down, and I actually could start the application, and I set to recording a sample of audio, because that's what I planned on using it for. So I noticed that, you know, it pays to read the documentation, but if you're like me, you just want to go head first into it and play around. So if you're accustomed to doing things off the cuff, and you're you like to explore and hack around and just check things out before you actually read the documentation, you'll notice that Jocosa is pretty user friendly. Essentially, what you need to do is if you just start pressing the record button, it's gonna shout back at you an error and say, hey, you need to have an instrument selected. And of course, you know, there's an add instrument button there. So you click the add instrument button and you get a choice of instruments. Now in there, I said, well, I want to record from my microphone. Well, there's a vocal option with a microphone icon. So I pulled that in and I pressed the record button again, and it flashed an error up at me and said, you don't have any devices armed. So I looked over, and of course, underneath the instrument, there's a bunch of little buttons over there. It would be handy if when you put the button, your mouse over top of the button, it'd have a little pop-up window that would tell you what that actually does. But there was a record button there, and I noticed as I pressed that, it armed and disarmed the device. So maybe in a future release, they'll make that a little more apparent. So I armed it, and hit the record button, and again, nothing happens. At this point, I'm thinking to myself, well, I probably need to configure this thing to be able to use my audio card or some input. So I look around, and under the projects menu is a option to called input connections. And when I clicked on this, it brought up a window that told me to select the input connection from the box below. Well, there was no box below, and I'm looking all over. I'm right-clicking on things. I'm clicking around. I can't find a damn thing to get this box to pop up to choose my input connection. Well, I notice over in the terminal window that is complaining about not being able to connect to some HAL devices and some D-bus and stuff going on in there. So I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. Maybe I need to make sure I have the D-bus and HAL daemons running. So I close out of Jacosher, and sure enough, I don't have those daemons running. Fire those up. Simple as starting them, you know, from the etc/rc.d directory and saying start for both of those. And starting up Jacosher, and once I repeated those steps, there were the input connections to choose from. At that point, I chose my microphone in and pressed the record button after I armed the device. And lo and behold, I'm recording audio. Now, I couldn't really tell I was recording audio because unlike Audacity or some of the other applications, you don't actually see like a waveform appearing in the window as you're recording, but you see the time going and the little meter goes across and off the screen. So it's kind of like you're flying blind, but once I pressed the stop button, it then filled in a nice little graphical representation of the wave in what they call the recording panel, which is where you'd expect it to show up. Now, once I did that, I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. And then I just decided to play around a little more. I hit the record button again. Now, it didn't pick up from where I left off. In fact, it started at the beginning of that track and seemed to erase my old track and start recording a new one. So that I just recorded a few more seconds and pressed stop and noticed that, you know, before I had maybe about 15 seconds of audio, I now had like 3 seconds of audio that was in there. So I pressed the play button, and the playback showed me that, yep, I had the new 3 seconds of audio, but once that 3 seconds of audio was finished, it picked up right where the other 15 seconds of audio were behind it. You couldn't actually see the wave, but it technically was still there. Just my new audio was over top of the first 3 seconds of the old audio, which, again, I suspect they're going to clean that up in a future release. Now, of course, given that it is on the cusp of a 0.2 release, there are going to be bugs, there are going to be issues, some of that I already talked about. It's a little unstable, so if you're going to actually try and do some recording with this for anything significant, do maybe small chunks, save it, start a new project, do another chunk of that. I'm actually recording this twat in Jacosher right now. And I noticed that as I played around, I thought, well, since I can't, like, pick up where I left off on a track, so I can't stop or pause, I figured, well, what if I had 2 vocal tracks in there? I record from one, stop, and then disarm it on the other one and record from that. Well, it kind of didn't like that when I tried it. It seemed to record the second track, but when I hit the stop button, it crashed and failed out. Such as that. Now, you can do things like import audio that you already have into Jacosher pretty simply. Add another instrument. There's an option for audio file in there. And then you click on the recording lane, right-click on there, and then the option pops up for you to import audio. Provide you have the right codecs, like for MP3, you need LAME. But for AUG, you need LibAUG and everything. It'll pull that audio in right in there. And you're good to go. Now, what I really, really, really like about Jacosher so far is it's going to be really user-friendly with being able to mix up your tracks, edit some stuff, cut and copy and move stuff around. Because all you need to do if you wanted to take a portion of your audio track, move it somewhere else, is you just bring the mouse over. It turns into this little line over your audio in the recording panel, and you click the button, and it allows you to segment the audio right there. You right-click and select cut, and then you just choose what you want to do with either of those segments. You can cut, copy, paste, move them around. It seems to be really simple. It has a whole lot of potential. Now, I really wanted to talk about Jacosher today, primarily because if you're using Linux and you're recording audio, please give this Jacocher product a try. It's a great example of the community coming together to fill a lack, and what Jacocher really needs at this time is a lot more people using it, a lot more people, you know, just banging the hell out of it so they can find some bugs, get those fixed. So grab Jacocher from your repository, try compiling it yourself, head over to jacocher.org, that's J-O-K-O-S-H-E-R.org, and join the Jacocher community. Get into playing around with this thing, because, you know, this has the potential to be another killer Linux application in the next couple of months, something that's going to be a phenomenal resource for people who want to do multi-track recording, putting together some serious professional music, or even a simple net or podcast, whatever you want to call it, like this. So, you know, give it a shot. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And thanks a lot.